At the NAAA convention, I am speaking with Dr. Gary Fellows with BASF. And first of all, I want to thank you for being the sponsor of AgWire's coverage of the convention once again. Here at this meeting, Gary, tell me a little bit about the company's involvement. You are very supportive of the organization, the industry, and I think that's very evident here.
Well, absolutely. This is a fantastic group to work with. The NAAA is basically the ag aviators, the crop dusters, if you will, that are out there applying the fungicides that we sell, the Headline and the Headline Amp, to the corn. I mean, that's the only way we're going to get across the acres that need to be covered. And these guys are extremely professional. They're extremely good at their job, and they take it very seriously, and we take it very seriously, too, and want to support them and their stewardship of their programs.
Well, you've participated in a couple of the educational sessions that they had yesterday at this point, with the trade show opening today now, but I listened in at least to some of the discussion there, and there were a lot of good questions from people asking about different things. So what are some of the more important things that you're hearing from your customers here?
Well, what we're hearing, number one, they're very excited to use Headline and Headline Amp. One of the things we're coming out with now is we're coming out with a new Headline product called Headline SC, which is, this will be the first year of really getting wide-scale use of it going out. And one of the things that's unique about that, it does everything that Headline does. It has all the Headline advantages, the plant health and so on. But we've taken some of the smell away, some of the odor away that in some cases were a problem for them. We've also launched last year, and this will be the second year, a Headline Amp product, which is really geared for those high-end or those really good corn producers that want to really extend their yield out, protect their yield. It's the best product that's out there on the market as far as giving the full spectrum of disease control and also giving the plant health benefits.
Well, in addition to your involvement with the educational sessions, and still on the subject of education, you were awarding, along with NAAA, a couple scholarships here. Tell me how that program has progressed and what it means to BASF.
Well, it's, as I said before, this is a very vibrant industry. The NAAA is deals with a lot of high-quality ag pilots. And what we were able to do is work with the NAAA and sponsor some scholarships of two young gentlemen that are going on a flight school to become aviators or become ag aerial applicators. And this gives them, that next generation to keep the business going, because it is a bright business and is something that's, they do an incredible job at helping growers and helping the U.S. agriculture produce what they need to produce.
Well, the attendance here and even in the trade show with exhibitors is at record levels. How would you describe the mood and your interaction with folks here since you've been here?
Well, I think everybody's excited, and I think, for a lot of different reasons. I mean, everybody's always excited when crop prices are high, too. That usually puts growers in good moods, and that puts a lot of people in good moods, and aviators and ag applicators in the same boat, as well as we are. But they're excited. There's new technologies coming. We're not just sitting still. BASF has a very big pipeline of new products they're bringing forward. A couple have already talked about, but we've got a lot more coming in the next couple years. We have almost 28 new products in the next 3 or 4 years that we're going to be rolling out. And so we've got some new technologies for everybody.
Well, I was going to ask you about, what you can say looking forward, but maybe we'll just, one more question. What else would you like farmers who will be part of the audience here, as well as aerial applicators, to know about BASF that we haven't touched on?
Well, one of the things, we're continuing to develop put a lot of dollars into research. I think the estimate is we're close to $1 million a day that BASF puts in agricultural research. So it's an extraordinarily important part of our business. And because of that input, we are getting a lot of new products, a lot of new technologies, and in almost every part of the ag production, there's developing needs. We're getting weed resistance, insect resistance, things like that. We need new products, and we are greatly investing in that to keep our agriculture at the high level of production we have.
All righty. Well, I want to again thank BASF for sponsoring AgWire's coverage of the NAAA convention. I've been speaking here with Dr. Gary Fellows. It's great to see you again, Gary. We kind of run into each other, it seems like, multiple times a year, always in a different location. Savannah, Georgia has been beautiful. So from the NAAA convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.